Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. I've got an extremely important show. I feel like I'm saying that because a lot of the shows have been extremely important. I feel like I've been saying that a lot. But anyways, for real, this is really important. How the vaccine may be used or work as a biological weapon, even if it's unintentional, folks. Even if. But this is going to be super easy to understand. Super easy explanation that I'm going to bring to you that's actually been out there, but you know, I don't think a lot of people have seen it. So I got to bring it to you, and I'll hope that a lot of people get to see this. This is really amazing, and folks, strap yourself in. First, this is kind of a follow-up of a show that I did way at the beginning. When the vaccine, I don't know if it was before the vaccine came out or right after it came out. It might have been before. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe after. But I did a show called, like, Is the Vaccine a Ticking Time Bomb? Okay? And it was theorizing from all these expert doctors that were talking about what the vaccine could potentially do, what they've seen in animal trials in SARS-1 vaccine trials. Remember, COVID-19 is SARS-2. Okay, so I did that show, and as time has gone by, and months have gone by now, and that show seems to be still extremely accurate. In fact, signs of it, of the vaccine being a ticking time bomb, have increased, not decreased, over time. And you might think, well, I haven't seen millions of people drop dead. No, because what I was talking about in that show is this would be designed to have an effect when they want it to have an effect, if it's a biological weapon, or it will still have a delayed effect, possibly years, maybe less than 3 years, 2 years, however long, if it's a biological weapon, they could trigger it. Anyways, you might think I'm crazy, what I'm saying now, but after you see this video, you will not think I'm crazy. Let me first get into what Del Bigtree of the show Highwire had to say, and how he's bringing you information from a world-renowned vaccine expert, and how this expert posted a warning on his LinkedIn account. This is, I believe, a few months ago, okay? So I want you, because it matters, because I'm going to play you the video of this expert too later on in the video, but it matters to know that a lot of this information and the explanation of how this works, which you'll get after you see what this world-renowned scientist was warning about, okay? First, let me play you that.
Okay, now for really, I think, one of the most important stories I have perhaps covered in my entire career in medical journalism, which now spans, you know, around 15 years of working in television and media to discuss medical issues. Something gigantic has happened this week, at least I think it is, and you can decide for yourself as we weigh into this. To begin with, there is a world-renowned vaccine creator that went on his LinkedIn and put out a letter to every single professional in the world, essentially telling them we must stop the vaccination program immediately. Here's just a couple of excerpts from his letter. Let's take a look at this. As a dedicated virologist and vaccine expert, I only make an exception when health authorities allow vaccines to be administered in ways that threaten public health, most certainly when scientific evidence is being ignored. The present extremely critical situation forces me to spread this emergency call. As the unprecedented extent of human intervention in the COVID-19 pandemic is now at risk of resulting in a global catastrophe without equal, this call cannot sound loudly enough. He goes on, sufficient scientific evidence has been brought to the table. Unfortunately, it remains untouched by those who have the power to act. How long can one ignore the problem when there is at present massive evidence that viral immune escape is now threatening humanity? We can hardly say we didn't know or were not warned. In this agonizing letter, I put all of my reputation and credibility at stake. I expect from you, guardians of mankind, at least the same. It is of utmost urgency. Do open the debate. By all means, Turn the Tide.
All right. I had to play you that because I'm going to play you some of what he actually said in a video chat conference. But before I do that, what's really important is to explain how this could be a biological weapon and how it would work. The reason why I use the term biological weapon is because I've tried to explain to people from the very beginning. The Wuhan lab, we know, works on biological weapons for China. We know it's come from the Wuhan lab. We know that China owns the Biden administration. Everybody knows that Hunter Biden got $1.5 billion deal from China. Biden took him over there. And the Chinese basically own Dr. Fauci, and he's been working. Obviously, we're seeing stuff with General Milley and how he is all in with the Chinese. The Chinese owns most of our federal government, or people who are in power, at least. And that's not, you would think that would be a conspiracy theory if I had said that, you know, 15 years ago, but it's not. It's right out in the open. Now that you know that, with their money and influence, I've said this 1,000 times, but I got to get you to this explanation because it's fantastic. How this could be a biological weapon is you don't want to release a biological weapon that's going to come back on you. This is so important to understand. This is what prevents people from releasing biological weapons that are evil, because they easily could die. You need to release a biological weapon that you can control, meaning if it comes back on you, you either have to have some sort of immunity to it, or you have to know it's not going to kill you. So what if you, instead of looking to make yourself immune, that you just realize, wait a minute, I can stay immune because I'm already immune, and almost everyone in the world is, but what if you weaken everybody else's immune systems? And you come up with a plan that you can kind of target and propagandize through fear to get people to weaken their immune system, take something. You know, you can't slip something into everybody's drink, but what if you could get people to panic and take a vaccine? Lower the immune system that when you release the weapon that you really want to release, you know you're going to be okay because your natural immunity will do it, but you've changed everybody else's natural immunity, so they might not be okay. With that understanding of that's how China could do a biological weapon, that's how elitists who are evil that would want to protect themselves is a way they could wage a biological war. It's a theory, obviously, but we may be seeing that play out because watch what the vaccines do. This example is the best example I've ever seen laid out. Little kids could understand this, how the vaccine is affecting your immune system appears to be a setup so that what the scenario I just said could happen, possibly. Watch this, though. This is, again, Del Bigtree from Highwire. Best way I've ever seen it explained using a football analogy. Pay attention.
I'm going to use sort of a football way to describe. Now, I think this video is pretty clear, but I really want to make sure that we all get this because I actually learned something this week that I wasn't fully aware of. And now it is crystal clear. But let me see if I can help make it crystal clear for anybody that's sort of thinking about what he said. Now, here's what he is describing. And this is sort of, if you ever, you know, played any sport, soccer, football, hopefully this makes some sense to you. But on our team, in our immune system, we have what are called non-specific antibodies. They have, he called it broad spectrum. It's broad spectrum, low affinity. They don't care who is coming across. In this case, let's look at the other team. Let's say these are all variants of coronavirus. We got the A variant, F, T, R, L, Y, X, okay? Now, it doesn't matter who gets the ball in this case. When we have non-specific, anyone that comes across. So let's say X gets the ball, running back gets the ball, comes running over here, boom, right here, non-specific antibodies, boom, tackled, dead, not going anywhere. But let's say it's a different play. Let's say they decide that, you know, we're gonna run Y. So they run Y with a roundabout coming through here, boom, it doesn't matter. Non-specific, we see the Y too. It doesn't matter. We're gonna go after anything because it's non-specific, it's brilliant. These are brilliant antibodies you have as your natural immune system. What if it's a trick play? What if they toss it to A and over here tries to get through, doesn't matter. Bam, non-specific's gonna go after the A variant too. This is how your immune system works, and it's fantastic. Now let's talk about what happens when we're given a vaccine. All right, here we go. Go to the next one. So in this case, we're now going to move into vaccine-induced antibodies. As he said, they're long-lived. They don't go away. This isn't a drug that's going to wear off 2 days from now. We say, you know what? You had an allergic reaction. We're not going to do that drug anymore. It is in you forever. There's no getting this thing out. And what did it just do? It created what he called specific antibodies. Specific antibodies is now what we're going to discuss. So now in this scenario playing football, essentially everyone on the team has been told, you're looking for X. The antibody created, in this case, for the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 that we first saw at the very beginning before there's any variants, our vaccine is going to make you fight that really well. So how does that work? Well, it's great. The coach basically said, I know for a fact that X, the running back there, is going to get the ball. So everyone on the team key on X. Great. So X gets the ball. Boom, comes through. It doesn't matter, man. They're all going to jump in there. Yeehaw! Yay, the vaccine's awesome. It totally stopped the virus. Okay? But now here is the problem he's talking about. This entire team can only respond to X. It only understands that it's an antibody specific to the virus it's looking for. So what happens if Y gets the ball? What if the team, they know, it doesn't matter, the coach said it was gonna be X, it doesn't matter. Y gets the ball, Y comes around, boom, goes through here, can go anywhere they want. X does nothing. Boom, win, we're in the end zone, we just won, virus wins the whole game. Because no one on the team was waiting for X, was planned for X. In fact, they were told, don't go near X. I mean, don't go near Y. Okay? All right. But here's something that I didn't understand. I understood that, and we've talked about that basically on the show, not in this way. But it goes one step further, and this is what I think. Oh, actually, I did that wrong. Hold on 1 second. Boom. Bam. Here we go. All right. Here's what I did not understand about the immune system last week that I do now. When he says that the vaccine-induced antibodies are long-lived, it means they're going to be there forever. He also basically explains that they are more robust. The virus-specific antibodies, the specific ones, they're more robust and they outcompete your non-specific natural immune antibodies. So in this case, you do have some natural non-specific antibodies in there that could handle any one of the variants. But the problem is these guys are bullies. They're bigger, they're stronger. They're more, you know, specific, and they're ready to do their job. So if Y gets the ball and starts coming around, our non-specific antibody is gonna wanna jump in there. Unfortunately, our vaccine-induced is gonna push this out of the way and become a blocker to make sure that that antibody or that virus gets all the way in and wins and gets the touchdown and could possibly leave you dead. This vaccine is bullying away your remaining natural immune system. You do have these, but they're never going to work again. Do you realize how horrifying this is? Now think about the hundreds of millions of people that are lining up around the world, that are lined up outside of stadiums right now because CNN and Tony Fauci just said, I love this vaccine. Well, Geert here, one of the leading scientists in vaccine and immunology in the world, is telling you, everybody getting the vaccine is destroying their innate immune system. Those immune antibodies that were non-specific, that could have handled any of those thousands of variants we just saw you. They're designed for it. By being vaccinated, you just assured yourself that there are no antibodies inside of you to fight the variants. So if we have strayed far enough away from the vaccine-induced variant that we were looking at, the original spike protein, everyone that is vaccinated is now in horrible, horrible trouble.
All right, let me bring that down a little, because he doesn't know for sure if every single person, what I think what he's saying is right is that when you get the vaccine, I think the second chart is a little more accurate, that you will still have some natural immunity. But the mRNA technology, they admit this. You didn't get a normal vaccine. What normal vaccines would do is introduce the virus, the actual virus, sometimes, you know, like the flu shot, the dead virus, so that your the circle immune system that attacks everything learns about it, so it defeats it, right? But the vaccine doesn't change anything. They admit that the mRNA technology is different. It's like a gene therapy where it manipulates your genes, so it's changing immune genes to the X. We're just using X's and O's. So it changes it so that it's looking for a specific thing and ignoring everything else. I heard this from tons of scientists way, way, way back. So it makes sense because they've seen this in animal studies. That's why they can say that. So it's looking specific. I still think it doesn't change all of your antibodies. So some people will have less of the X looking only for that than others, so that when they hit a sickness, their natural immune system does hit it. But that's why people are saying the more you get the booster, the more you get another shot and another shot. The reason why that would be more dangerous, I think you can understand now, is because you're changing more and more of your circle immunity that would fight anything, and changing it to specific immunity that is only looking for one specific thing. So the more you get a booster, the more susceptible you will be to not having as many natural immunity that would fight everything off. So then more and more other sicknesses, which they will label as COVID-19, even though they're not, but they can, because any coronavirus they label as COVID-19. Any coronavirus, you can look that up. The PCR tests only look for coronaviruses. They don't specifically identify COVID-19. They don't have a test, folks, that specifically identifies COVID-19. You need a microscope to look. All they do is have a test for coronavirus, and colds and flus are coronaviruses, meaning you could die of the flu. They will say, give you a test. If they give you the PCR test, it will for sure, if you have the flu, light up as COVID-19. You don't have COVID-19, you have the flu. But if your antibodies are specifically been changed to fight COVID-19, a specific real disease or infection or whatever it is, because it's probably man-made, manipulated from a laboratory, the flu gets past you now when normally it wouldn't. They test you, say it's COVID-19, the person dies, they died of the flu, but nobody knows it, and it's because your antibodies look at it. Now, I don't think this has been fully unleashed on the world, because I think that you still have some natural immunity, but the more you get vaccinated, the more China, if it is a biological weapon, could sit back and have something else from the Wuhan lab that they've been holding on to, waiting for the right moment to destroy the Western world's populations. And it never works the way they think. So I'm not thinking every single person who gets the vaccine would die, even in the worst case scenario. Say that this is a biological weapon, worst case scenario, China releases it. I still think God makes it so that our immune system, it would fade. This is what I believe. I don't necessarily believe it will be in you forever. I don't know. It could be. I don't know. But I think it might not be. And your natural immune system will still generate the normal immunity. And so not as many people would die as they would want. That's what I think would happen. But it would still be catastrophic. And it would still be to the point where the world would be in serious pain. And the communists of China are not getting these vaccines. Which tells you something, doesn't it? Now that I've said all that, I've got to squeeze in the world-renowned scientist that he was talking about. I'm not going to attempt to mispronounce his name, but it's not that hard. But anyways, I'm just going to play it. So you can see he's going to say here in this cut basically what you just saw in the football analogy. So when you listen to this, it's easy to understand. Now that you've seen the football analogy, you'll understand exactly what he's saying here. Watch.
We know. I mean, that is not my knowledge. It's all published. Problem is that we fail to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Fact is that these long-lived antibodies, which have high specificity, of course, for the virus, they outcompete our natural antibodies. Because they're natural antibodies, they have a very broad spectrum, but they have low affinity, right? And so by doing this, even if your antibodies don't work anymore because there is resistance or, you know, the strains are too different from the original strain, we still, these antibodies, specific antibodies, will still continue to outcompete your natural antibodies. And that is a huge problem, because I was saying just a few minutes ago, these natural antibodies, they provide you with broad protection. This protection is, yes, it is variant non-specific. It doesn't matter what variant you get. It doesn't even matter what type of coronavirus is coming in. They will protect you, unless, of course, you suppress this level of innate immunity, or it is, for example, outcompeted by long-lived specific antibodies. And so it's not like, okay, you know, you missed it. Okay, let's try again. No, you did some harm. I mean, this is different from drugs. Immunizing somebody is installing a new software on your computer. Don't forget, I mean, these antibodies, they will be recalled every single time you're encountering a coronavirus, right? I mean, you cannot just erase this. So this is very serious.
All right, there you go. It is very serious. And in fact, he goes on later on to say that he's what we just explained is not even his biggest concern. His biggest concern, and I don't think what his biggest concern will happen, but I don't know, is something actually totally different. He's concerned that by using all these vaccines, the disease through immune enhancement will get more deadly because it's getting smarter, but it's being forced because we're not treating it normal and letting it go through the normal progression of just going through human beings normally and letting our antibodies fight it, that you're going to basically create a monster virus through different mutations because of constantly vaccinating, and then it mutates and it gets stronger and stronger until it's deadly for everybody. That would not be a good biological weapon, because if it were to do that, then nobody's safe, even the people who would have released it. I don't think that's what's going to fully happen, but of course you could have consequences like that that are unintended. I don't know. The point here is, folks, this is information that Democrats would never want you to have. Now ask yourself this: why would Democrats not want you to have this information? Even if it was wrong information, it's still information that you should have to at least consider. But they don't want you, and big tech doesn't want you to even consider these type of things. Why shouldn't you consider whether a bioweapons lab in China, which released COVID-19, is actually a bioweapon? Why shouldn't you consider it? And why shouldn't you consider how it could be played out and how it would protect the Chinese but not anybody else? Why shouldn't you consider that? Why shouldn't you consider that that technology clearly exists, and through vaccines it clearly could be obtained? Clearly. And you would have to have special vaccines, mRNA special vaccines, that have never been used before in order to carry that out. And it just so happens that that's exactly what's happening. Special, experimental mRNA vaccines. But I'm crazy, of course, right? I'm crazy. So don't fear the vaccine. Don't fear that China is behind all of this crap. Don't fear that Biden's owned by China. Don't fear that Dr. Fauci has been a proven liar and is owned by China and helped and is the father of COVID-19 through funding of the Wuhan lab. But don't worry that the guy who's telling you to get the vaccine is the creator of the evil thing that has been attacking the world. Don't worry about that. That's not a conflict. And don't worry that he'll make a ton of money through the vaccines, through these medical companies like Pfizer and his ties that will financially enrich him. Don't worry about that either. Worry about me, because I'm a blatant liar. I don't get rich off of any of this. I have no motivation to lie to you. They have every motivation in the world, but believe them and never believe me. If you want that stance, take it. I can't feel sorry for you, though, at the end. I won't feel sorry for you. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Go to thenewamerican.com, as always. I gave you this information because I love you guys. What you do with it is up to you. See ya! Hey guys, your right to keep and bear arms is constantly under assault. We all know it. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, warned a tyrannical government can only succeed with a standing army, an enslaved press, and a disarmed population. Folks, you need to check out 2A for Today. That is a show at thenewamerican.com, and it's all about your right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. Folks, check it out, 2A for Today at thenewamerican.com.